Embrace the Word for Wednesday, March 25, 2026. Embracing Psalm 41. Psalm 41 is the last psalm of Book 1 of the Psalter. Essentially, all of the psalms of Book 1 are psalms of David. The superscription is a fairly basic form for a Davidic psalm. To the choir master, a psalm of David. The opening and closing psalms in Book 1 start with Blessed, 1:1, 41:1. Psalm 41 confidently asserts that the Psalm 2 wicked enemies of the Psalm 1 righteous man will not prevail. Psalm 40 concludes with the statement, As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought of for me, 40:17. While Psalm 41 opens with, Blessed is the one who considers the poor, 41:1. Psalm 41 starts with a statement about the blessing of the Lord, 41:1-3, then transitions to a prayer concerning the wicked, 41:4-10, before concluding with confidence from and praise to the Lord, 41:11-13. Psalm 41 opens with a declaration about the one who is blessed. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. 41:1. The idea of blessed pertains to the enjoyment experienced by the one upon whom God's favor rests. In Psalm 1, the blessed man was the one who delighted in God's word. See Psalm 1:1-2. But such a man who truly delights in God's word would be a man who considers the poor. The word considers is a term that often connotes wisdom, such as, Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. See Psalm 2:10. Thus, the blessed man is one who uses the skill of wisdom in regard to the poor. That is, he truly cares for the poor, and such care is oriented by giving careful, wise thought as to how the poor can best be helped. It seems that David is being autobiographical. He is stating that he is a king who has helped the poor and needy. Interestingly, the last psalm of Book 2, which is David's charge to Solomon, declares the need for the king to attend to the poor and needy. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. See Psalm 72:12-13. David proceeds to explain what the Lord would do for the blessed man. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him, and the Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed, and in his illness you restore him to full health. 41:1-3. David proclaims that the Lord delivers, protects, calls blessed, does not give him up, sustains, and restores. David is confident that the king who seeks to honor the Lord by wisely caring for the poor will be protected and delivered by the Lord. David turns to the Lord, whom he knows will protect and deliver him, and prays. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. 41:4. David prays that the Lord would be gracious to him. Notice how David ends this segment of prayer. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, and raise me up that I may repay them. 41:10. David has switched from the third person in verses 1-3 to the first person throughout most of this prayer. David's prayer pertains to his own sin as well as the sinfulness of his enemies. David needs grace. David prays for grace. Grace is what the undeserving need, and grace is what those unable need. David is fully aware of how his own sin has left him guilty and weakened. David also prays for grace concerning his enemies. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? 41:5. Apparently, David speaks of a time that he was sick, and in his sickness, some who came to see him were not supporters, but opponents, who secretly wished for his demise. But to his face, his betrayers speak differently, and when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. 41:6. When his enemies leave, they spread lies and plot evil. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say, a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. 41:7-8. When David states that his enemies said, a deadly thing is poured out on him, what they were actually saying is that David's sickness was due to demonic activity. Perhaps they were suggesting that David was experiencing a well-deserved attack by an evil spirit. To conclude the treacherous betrayal of his enemies, David identifies one of them as the closest of companions. Even my close friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. 41:9. When David states that his friend lifted his heel against me, David is suggesting great violence, as in stomping on the head of someone. But through all that David has been experiencing, David's appeal to God's grace gets the last word. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. Whereas David's request for grace in verse 4 pertained to his acknowledgement of his sin, his request for grace in verse 10 pertains to his ability to pay back his enemies. David's request might feel a little bit at odds with passages such as, but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. See Matthew 5:39-40. Or, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. See Romans 12:19. David states he wants to enact payback, while Paul says that it is only God's prerogative to repay. We should keep in mind that David is no mere private citizen. David is the Lord's designated king, the anointed king spoken of in Psalm 2. As such, it was an essential part of David's job to deal with rebels. I will tell of the decree, the Lord said to me. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. See Psalm 2:7-9. David is not talking about inflicting a personal vendetta, but about carrying out his duty as covenant king. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. See Romans 13:4. Confident that the Lord would be gracious to him, David announces, by this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. 41:11. David is confident that his enemies would not win the day. The Lord would give him victory. David is also confident that the Lord would sustain him. But you have upheld me because of my integrity, and set me in your presence forever. 41:12. The Lord has just held on to David due to his integrity. David is not claiming a life of protection. He has just confessed his sin back in verse 4. But David is claiming that the overall bent of his life has been one of devotion to the Lord. This should not be an unusual statement for God's people. Anyone who truly belongs to the Lord has been graciously provided what is needed to respond to the Lord wholeheartedly, which is what David means by integrity. This is important to consider, for we live in a day in which many people claim a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but live their lives seemingly with no or little thought about the claim that the Lord has for those who are His. We should understand that when the Lord truly has a hold on someone, that someone will truly hold on to the Lord. Consider the strong assurance Jesus gives to His people. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. See John 10:28. But also consider who the them are that are granted eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See John 10:27. The them are known by Jesus to be His, and they follow Him. David knows that he will live in the presence of the Lord forever, for David grasps the present workings of the Lord in his life to include directing his heart to pursue the Lord each day. David concludes Psalm 42, as well as Book 1 of the Psalter, with, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. 41:13. I will say more about the common thread of the closings to each book of the Psalter in the next reflection, but for now I would just note that the term blessed is not the same word that began the psalm. This term blessed refers to the desire and action of giving back to God in grateful praise what is due to the Lord for His goodness and love. To bless the Lord is to respond to Him as the one who is the source of all of His people's blessings. The Apostle Paul captures this when he says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. See Ephesians 1:3. As we reflect on Psalm 41, we can consider John's account of Jesus' quotation on the eve of His arrest and crucifixion. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. See John 13:17-18 and verse 21, with a quote from Psalm 41:9. David, being betrayed by a close companion, previews an even greater betrayal that would unfold in the life of David's offspring, the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps Jesus was alerted to his betrayal as the Spirit of God used Psalm 41:9 to grasp what David's betrayal as king meant for him. Jesus understood not only that he would be betrayed, but what would unfold afterwards. Jesus even attempted to instruct his disciples as to what he knew. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. See Mark 10:33-34. And Jesus even attempted to help his disciples understand what would happen after that. And after 3 days, he will rise. See Mark 10:34. Jesus' betrayer would not get the last word. God would. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. See Acts 2:36. The betrayer was outwitted by the plans and purposes of God. That's all for Embrace the Word for Wednesday, March 25, 2026. I look forward to being back with you for the Friday, March 27, 2026 episode of Embrace the Word as we take a look at Psalm 42.